Glory to you, O Lord.
About 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and they went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he had said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Well, it's Transfiguration Sunday, and I wanted to get a bunch of spotlights around the church to shine on me when I started talking, but we apparently don't have a special effects byline in our budget. This transfiguration, you know, this is something that we talk about every single year. So it almost seems like the pastor or preacher of the day does need some sort of gimmick or trick just to get you all to pay attention to something you hear every single year. Well, I mean, we could talk about those slight differences, such as in Luke's reading today, it was 8 days. But in Matthew and Mark, it was six. That's crazy, right? Or in Luke, it talks about how Jesus' face was transformed and his clothes shone bright. Whereas in the other Gospels, it seems like Jesus' whole body was somehow transformed. You see, it's these small differences that seem to make all the difference. And in fact, in John's Gospel, we have the craziest telling ever. It's because in John's Gospel, the transfiguration doesn't happen. Now, this could be that John took literally what the end of Luke tells us, and if you believe the Gospel of John was written by the disciple John, or one of John's followers, well, then you just explain it as John told no one. But even in our Gospel from Luke, we see the disciples standing in the glory of God and telling no one about it. This seems like a striking similarity to our lives. And I'm actually reminded of a scene from a movie about this. In the movie Spider-Man, the second one, you know, with the real Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, not this Tom Holland fellow. Though I know if I mentioned Tom Holland, a lot of our youth group would pay attention, since that is apparently the celebrity crush of the year. But Tobey Maguire, the OG Spider-Man, in this movie is trying to stop a train. He's digging into the tracks, and since it's Hollywood, the train is about to go off a cliff, and everyone on the train would perish. Well, in the process of stopping the speeding train, Peter Parker, or Spider-Man, somehow loses his mask, and just as he gets the train to stop on the edge of this cliff, he passes out from exhaustion, and the people on the train help him back into the train. And as he's laying there on the floor, he wakes up, and he reaches up to his face, and he's feeling around for his mask, realizing that now everyone on the train knows his secret identity. But then, as these two children bring forward this mask, they assure him, and the crowd assures him, "Don't worry, we won't tell anyone who you are." And that got me thinking, boy, was I glad the disciples were not on that train. So many times in the Gospels, Jesus talks to his disciples, and he says, "Hey, I need you to not tell anyone what just happened." So naturally, the disciples run out and tell the first person they see exactly what happened. But in today's gospel, it is so entirely different. Here is a true witness to God's glory and a true witness to who Jesus is, and they stay silent. So many times in our lives, we have a witness to God's glory, or this witness to who Jesus is, and we stay silent. We are fearful to share our faith with those around us because, let's face it, those who do share their faith, they're kind of annoying. They kind of seem like nuisances. Because when you picture those people sharing their faith, who do you think of? Those street corner preachers who yell at you about how you are a sinner and God's going to destroy the world because your actions are bad. Or maybe you think of the members of the Church of Latter-day Saints, also known as Mormons, who knock on your door many times a year and try to explain what their faith is. And we, as individuals, don't want to be like any of those people, so we just keep quiet, especially when we are in God's glory, because, well, it seems a little too good to be true, and if we told our neighbor or our friend, they would think we are crazy. But we are like the disciples in another way. When we are on top of that mountain in God's glory, we want to stay there. We want to be like Peter, and we want to say, no, God, Jesus, this is a good place. Let's just hang out here for a little bit. And we want to take it one step further. We really become like Peter because we want to do something to earn that glory. We want to say, "Hey, Jesus, let's build some houses, and then I'm going to take the credit for those wonderful huts I built and all this glory, well, that was me." Because let's face it, when we get down from that mountain, things don't always go as planned. When we get down from that mountain, we seem like we might forget about God's glory. Because when we get down from that mountain and we start praying about different things, and these things don't happen, well, naturally, we want to blame God. For example, when we have that math test in school that we did not study for, and then we pray to God for us to pass, and we fail, well, God should have been there for us. Or when we have that loved one who is sick or in the hospital, and we pray to God to heal them, and they don't get better, well, then we become mad at God. We question God because God should have been there. Or when all the members of Steelers Nation fall on their knees and pray to God that the Patriots don't win another Super Bowl, and yet the Patriots keep winning, we curse God. How could God allow such a terrible thing to happen? But up on that mountain, up in that glory, we take the credit. When we pass that math test, it's because, well, we put in so many hours studying. When our loved one gets better, well, it's all thanks to modern medicine and science. It's so easy to blame God when we're off the mountain. And it's so easy to take all the credit when we're on top. Now, Don't get me wrong, I want to be really clear that my sermon is not against modern science or modern medicine. That is a good thing. But what I am saying is, if we can be mad and blame God when we are in the lows of our lives, when bad things keep happening, we can definitely praise God and give God glory when good things in our life happen. Too often, we forget this. Too often, we are like those disciples who are standing in the glory of God and hear a voice, but yet we want to take credit for it. And on this Transfiguration Sunday, this Sunday where in the gospel reading we get a definitive statement about who Jesus is, we should not be like the disciples who want to keep quiet or stay on that mountaintop. In fact, we should run off the mountain screaming that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus has come to die for our sins. And through that death and resurrection, we are forgiven and truly embraced into the glory and the love of God forever. Because that is a message that you can truly share to everyone without seeming like a nuisance or annoying. Amen. Now, this is also the part where if we had special effects, a cloud would come and I would just be at my seat. So we'll work on that.